Wow. You look almost exactly the same. A little older, a little more tired, maybe. But your eyes. No. Exactly like I remember. They told me you haven't spoken since you got here. 2 days. Just sitting here, staring at the table. Yeah, that sounds like you. When I first saw your file, I wanted to believe it couldn't be real. Not because the details didn't sound like you, they did. Too much. The dates, the places, the way each scene was handled, controlled, deliberate, nothing left to chance. It felt familiar. We were young then, 19, maybe 20. Being with you was like standing too close to a bonfire. It was warm, thrilling, and it burned me every single time I got near. Let's talk about the 5-day vanish. Right after my birthday, you disappeared. No calls, no messages, just gone. When you came back, you smelled like rain and asphalt. I remember that. Your hands were scraped up, a little swollen at the knuckles. I remember because I tried to take your hand and you flinched like you'd forgotten I could touch you. And you brushed it off. You said something about getting away for a bit. That same week, that man went missing off a frontage road near where you said you'd been. Do you remember the diner night? It was freezing outside. You were 2 hours late. When you finally came in, you didn't apologize, you didn't order food, you just sat across from me. Hands raw, fingers curled around a mug of coffee you could barely drink. I asked what happened to your hands. You told me you hit the wrong wall. I remember because I thought it was so odd. That night, another disappearance. 2 blocks from the diner. The witnesses said the person they saw looked calm. Relaxed, even. Do you remember the lake? You loved the water at night. You said it simplified things. We'd sit in your car, windows down, air sharp with cold, watching the surface until it went black and glassy. 2 of the cases in this file. Same kind of location. No bodies, no weapon, just absence. Every scene in this file, you were there. Close enough to touch it. That's not a coincidence. You were so secretive back then. Not private, secretive. And not the harmless kind. I think I always knew. I didn't want to admit it. When we ended, I should have moved on, but I didn't. I dated, I mean, I pretended. You know, I was engaged for a while. But nobody ever got under my skin the way you could. Nobody made me feel like I was walking a tightrope with no net, and still wanting to take another step. I should hate you for that. But instead, I'm here. I want to know the truth. Not for the case. For me. When we were together, was any of it real? Or was I just convenient? A ready-made alibi with a heartbeat. You remember Baltimore? That little Italian place in the harbor. The storm knocked out the lights halfway through dinner. We finished eating by candlelight, and you looked so at ease, like you were more yourself in the dark. I thought that was romantic at the time. Now I wonder if you liked the dark because you didn't have to hide anything in it. I'm giving you the chance to tell me your side before all of this gets decided without you. If you don't talk, they'll put you away for what they can prove. Then they'll keep digging for the rest. You're not untouchable. You're not invisible. You are one loose thread away from unraveling completely. And when that happens, you'll wish you'd taken this opportunity. Sitting across from you now, I can still feel 19. Like if I blink, we'll be back in your car. Music too loud. Your hand on the wheel and me not knowing where we're going. And loving that I didn't know. You were the only person who could make me feel safe and unsafe at the same time. I'm not sure which feeling I miss more. But I can't keep wondering. You've got that mask on again. Calm, controlled. But just now, there, I saw it flicker. I've seen it before. Twice. The night you told me you loved me. And the night you walked out without a word. What was it? Guilt? Pride? Longing? You won't tell me. I know that. But I'll be thinking about that look for the rest of my life. Goodbye.